And I read. Oh, I don't remember all these things now.
Perhaps by, it seems to me that the subject is very clear. You just see the questions of the joy. Then you can
this is the description only for Madhurya. As you told, Madhurya Swami seems to have finished now. These are easy to understand. If there was any question, we should. He's telling about five rasas are there also. A pratic jagat. Also in this, but they are quiet opposite. Their madhura is in high topest. These are madhura is samantaras. They are in low, and here samantara is upper.
We can ask one question that came. Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Madhilila, chapter 25, text 54. Text 55. Then chapter 15 in Chaitanya, chapter 30. Madhya 25.
তার সম্ভোগে মাদন বিরহে মোহন নাম তার পঞ্চবিধ রস শান্ত দাস সক্ষ বাৎসল্য মধুর সিংহার ভাবের প্রাবল্য
And then in Dasyara, there is a further development. And in Sakya and Vatsalya, still more development. Rav, Naya, different things are coming.
It is correct. Yeah, man, prana, rag, and rag, bhav. Then we can understand. Santrasi goes to there. Sakya goes to rag. But the sakharas of Subal Sudan goes to Mura. Sometimes it becomes Mahabhav also. But not of all. Similarly, Vatsalya goes to Anurag. Satabhama Rukmini also goes to Anurag. Sometimes very rare. It may be go, not be go. Dwarka Mahishi. It is Durlabha Devi. But Lalita Vishakha goes to Mahangha. Also, Chandravali. They are Padma etc. They are instant category, but less than Sinti Radhika. They go to Mahabharata. And thereafter, Mani Radhika goes in Result may be Lalita Vishakha, but very rare. But in Radhika, it is thin and true. What is called Raj in Duryodhana? When fully immersed in prema rasa, that is called raga. There are some lakshan
definition
characteristics of the background. In bhakti, usually many udaharan are given. Udaharan means
examples
are given. And then comes anurag. Definition is very, very deep. For that, it is described that जब उनका की जावद आश्रय वृत्ति then comes in less भाव then और पर का की
परम संबद्ध दशा
प्राप्त होती है. Then it comes in and with the dasa, that and that. Then it is called Mahabhava. Any definition?
Yes, definition.
Ujjanin.
Yeah, and Chaitanya Chaitanya is also definition.
But in Chaitanya Chaitanya is not so clear.
And Ujjana means middle one.
Can you explain?
I cannot explain by memory. But I know.
By seeing.
Yeah. By reading.
No? Yavad Asya Vritti means there are Aksa and desire of love. The utmost has Aksa is Radhika. And similarly Krishna is the utmost highest desire. When they both meet and they are in their utmost priti level, then Srimati Radhika bhul jati hai, forget that I am Radhika. And Krishna forgets that I am Krishna. Only love is the highest topic of anurag. Till then, aspadam hota. Aspadam tested. Only prem is tested. Life in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bharatika is telling that pahila hi raag nayan bhari bhai bhari bhai la in Chaitanya Charitamrita ek baar kare dikhe la angrezi wala diya to angrezi wala
I thought that you could cover these chapters by speaking to us something about the steps of the time you came.
33 and 4.
Well, 32 onwards to the end.
That isn't. If you know it, then you should go back. Madhurila, chapter 8. This is the highest topic between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu.
Madhya Lila 8, text 194. Should I read the translation? Alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us brought about by the exchange of lances. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually begun to grow, and there is no limit.
Again, finally, you see,
read again.
This is me.
Alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us, brought about by an exchange of glances. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually begun to grow, and there is no limit to it. Now, that attachment has become a natural sequence between ourselves. It is not that it is due to Krishna, the enjoyer, nor is it due to me, for I am the enjoyer. It is not like that. This attachment was made possible by mutual meeting. This mutual exchange of attraction is known as manobhava.
Manobhava.
Or Cupid. Krishna's mind and my mind have merged together. Now, during this time of separation, it is very difficult to explain these loving affairs. My dear friend, Krishna might have forgotten all these things. However, you can understand and bring this message to him. But during our first meeting, there was no messenger between us, nor did I request anyone to see him. Indeed, Cupid's five arrows were our via media. Now, during this separation, that attraction has increased to another ecstatic state. My dear friend, please act as a messenger on my behalf, because if one is in love with a beautiful person, this is the consequence.
This?
You better read in Bengali.
কহিল হি রাগ নয়ন ভঙ্গ হইল কহিল হি ইন দ্য বিগিনিং রাগ অ্যাট্রাকশন নয়ন ভঙ্গ বাই অ্যাক্টিভিটিস অফ দ্য আইস ভেলো মিন্স দেয়ার ওয়াস অনুদিন গ্র্যাজুয়ালি দ্যাট মিন্স ডে আফটার ডে বাড়ল ইনক্রিজ অবধি লিমিট না নট গেলা রিচ না সো রমন নট হি the enjoyer
one nayana bhari
nayana bhanga bhela
bhela it has also another meaning by this nature but it has since that by seeing you and myself prem increases slowly. But here, Nayana Bhanga, any moment, a palak gira, one
tear,
not tear,
eyelash,
blink,
blinking, oh.
Any moment, thousand parts of a moment. Then Radhika thought what? Krishna. Thought what? Radhika. Brain increases. At one step, no use of duty, no use of messenger, nothing. They are essential. Only inside, in a moment, their brain was increased so much. This also is the meaning. Here Radhika tells that I don't know myself and you don't know me. Only prem mixed both. I'm not expressing.
No, you are expressing. Please don't feel that.
There is a udaharan. There is a an example. Ye hota hai na
lack.
It melts on
glass.
Then it is in melted condition. Put any color, red or white or anything.
Mix.
Like Krishna and Radha in Viraha Rasa, they both melt and become one. That is Dhamma. Separate Krishna, separate Radha, they don't imagine like this. Then it's that it is Mahabhava. This is a, it is also highest stage of Mahabhava.
And when you said it's Subhava, sometimes experience
only Mahabhava, lower stage.
Oh, not Maitri.
Lalita Vishaka hai, that's very good. And they very rare, very rare. Like Saptabhama and Jokin. Once they were meeting with Krishna. Yes, they were feeling so much separation. And they are telling to Purari Pakshi. You see that Bhagat, it is
one kind of bird.
Oh, why you are waiting?
Lamenting.
Are your husband is waiting? And why is waiting? Oh, like first, Krishna is here, but we are feeling separation. And maybe you are like me. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, only a very rare case is described for Mahiti. But for gopis, is usual. And has things not like Radhika or Chandravali are. To understand all these things, that we can do this. 32 is also very interesting thing and very important. He has how many kinds of Nayakar, you have read it. Dhir Lalit is best of all.
Chandrakar Bhaga says.
Anukul. Anukul. Krishna is Anukul Nayak also. And Dhir Lalit is also. They are quite opposite. But Krishna has all qualities.
In Ujjala Nilamani, there are nice verses. To explain each
of them. This is great.
Together.
Yeah, I did that. We'll understand more.
This morning I was going back and forth both. Because one fills in the other.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written some.
Just as earlier chapters from Bhakti Rasamrita.
So, as Ramchandra is with Sita. Only one in Sita. Krishna is also like Ramchandra. Only he is pretty in Radhika, but yet he is
Dhir
Lalit or all of us.
Dhir Rakta Dhir Rakta.
It is very hard to understand Anubhuti.
Feeling.
Krishna's feeling is only for Srimati Radhika, but from external view, it may appear to some that it is not like that, but actually it is like that. If sometimes we just like it is described that this Anukul means very loyal lover. So sometimes we see that Krishna may be with other gopis. Is this only to increase his feelings for Srimati Radhika and her feelings for him? Ramachandra never belongs to another person, but sometimes it appears that Krishna is with some other gopi. Still, we say that Krishna's only love is for Radhika.
It is, no doubt it is clear, but yet a person who is seeing Krishna in Sankara, in Sakhara, and crores of crores Dasya Bhakta, Sakhya Bhakta, are doing aradhana to Krishna. Krishna is telling that how can I can be of one mandi? Who are devoting me? If I am not going to them,
satisfying them.
Very what?
Improper.
It is not judgment.
I must satisfy them.
Right? So, he was in Vrindavan. But for Vrindavan, Krishna cannot leave all the bhaktas who are in Dwarka, who are in Hastinapur, who are in Mithila, who are any part of the world. He cannot. So, not internally, but outwardly, he left gopis and Vrindavan. And also he attended all the bhaktas. When he is with gopis, and Vidur and the Vidurani are calling Krishna, what Krishna will do? He will forget Vidur and Vidurani? I think that in another manifestation he will go and attend at them. And that is another manifestation, Vasudeva Krishna. Krishna is here, always in Vrindavan. But when he goes there, openly he is not here, inwardly he is. So he loves everyone. Je yathān nām prapadyante tām tathaiva bhajami. So, not his only with Radhika, but anyhow he is with Vatsalyaras, Sakharas, and with all other gopis. That is why he in Ras. He took hands of each gopi in each form.
But still, when Srimati Radhika left, then he could not carry on.
This is bahut baat hai. Very deep thinking. Sometimes Radhika thinks that I am doing dishonesty. So, she sends Krishna to her lips and flowers, that is gopis. Understand?
Maybe you can say it again.
I am telling that when Krishna is only with Radhika, Radhika is in that all our gopis are my lips and flowers. That is, I am in Radhika, in gopi, in form of gopi. So if Krishna is always with me, it is unjust for me that I am alone Krishna. So he introduces Krishna. All the gopis who have been moving hither and thither. And Krishna, taking any bahana, bahana mani kiri, bahana mani, pretending,
guys,
not this guy, he is going to Satya Radhika.
Oh,
where is Radhika? Where is Radhika? Radhika is there, he knows. But